We have a little happy birthday request, and it's not even from us. It's from Jessica, and she wanted to say happy birthday to marvelous Mary Magus.
Mary has been an upsider since the beginning, and we appreciate that. And happy birthday. Today is your birthday. Cuatro de Mayo, the Dia de Mary. Enjoy your birthday. Today is also National Teacher Appreciation Day, and you'll hear some really cool, touching messages at the end of today's episode with people thanking the teachers who changed their lives, which is so cool. So
it's
sweet.
So cool.
Because everybody has some teacher that they remember, right? Mm-hmm. Some, might be in a bad way, but
no, I think everybody has at least one teacher that had a really positive influence on their life.
That's what I mean. Like, it might be in a bad way, like somebody who was like really hard on them or like really tough on them. Mm-hmm. But then when you look back in retrospect, you're like, wow, that person really pushed me.
Yeah.
To excel and to broaden my horizons. So thank you to everybody who left voicemails. I tried to get as many of them as I could on the montage at the end of the show. So those are there. And then it's also National Firefighter Appreciation Day.
Yeah, we are super grateful for firefighters. And I think about them pretty much every day because we live right next to a fire station. I always think when they pass by, I'm like, gosh, I'm so grateful that there are people that feel called to do that because it's obviously a really important job, but it takes a certain kind of person to wake up every day and go to a job where you're putting your life at risk to help other people.
To help total strangers.
Yes.
Save their property or save their
angels
lives.
On earth. Yes. Yeah.
And so thank you to firefighters also on this National Firefighter Appreciation Day. If you know a teacher or a firefighter or marvelous Mary Haggis, high five today. Did I say Mary Haggis?
Mary Magus.
Mary Magus. Marvelous Mary Magus.
Haggis is the name of our friend's dog.
Right. Any of those people. And if you know our friend's dog, give them a high five too.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. This episode is brought to you by Dinner Affair.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for naps.
My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for kind coworkers. Last Friday, so it was after we had already released our Friday show, I had a meeting with my life coach, and it was a really good second meeting. And
this is your second. Okay. Of the stuff that she talked to you about in the first meeting, how much of it lasted until the second meeting?
Well, it's interesting because at the second meeting, I was telling her the stuff that I have like implemented since our first chat. And she was like, yeah, I don't know that that way is going to be effective for you. Like,
really?
We need to move on to something else and talk about something else because
can you give it for example?
Well, she had me, she was like, okay, so can you read like one sentence in this book that you've wanted to, you know, read like one sentence a day, do one meditation a day, whatever. And me, because I have a drill sergeant in my head, like attacking and trying to schedule every minute of my life, it became a schedule thing instead of a, hey, I want to do this. I'm going to do it thing. So it was feeding into bad behavior that I already have.
So it was cut where it was supposed to be making you feel like you're accomplishing stuff. Instead, it was brewing up some anxiety.
It wasn't really supposed to do anything. It was kind of not a test, but she wanted to see how I felt with implementing some of those changes. And then I was like telling her about it. She's like, I don't think that's a good thing. So she's like, let's put that aside for right now, which is totally fine because I think she's right. It's one more thing that I'm like, okay, so I can wake up and then I can work out and then I can read a sentence in my book. And then, you know what I mean? It's just never organic for me because of the way my head works. And what we talked about in our last session is boundaries. And she had a really interesting exercise that I'm actually still working on, but she had me like, she gave me this like pyramid, right? And the pyramid at the top, the smallest level of the pyramid is the sacred relationships in my life, all the way down to people like no contact people, like people who have physically or emotionally or abusive, all that kind of stuff. And she had me define all of those kinds of relationships, like what makes a sacred relationship for me? What makes a trusting relationship for me? What does that mean?
With actual people?
Well, or? So she had me define the categories first. Okay. And then she said, over the next 2 weeks, I want you to write down 20 people that are in your life and write where they fit in those things. And she's like, the point being, I think that when we look through to see how many people are in what category, there might be some issues that I need to look at, if that makes sense. So I was realizing as I was kind of like sketching out my first draft of it, because I wanted to think about it a little more and refine the categories, I realized that I have very few people at like the top and a lot of people in the we have common interests, so we're friends category. So it was really weird. That was kind of eye-opening to me. I'm like, do I not trust people? Like, what? I definitely started to ask questions. So yeah, it was super thought-provoking. And
Did she give a number about like how many should be in each category?
No, because there's no should. And that's the thing with life coaching. It's like, there's no should for her. Everything that she says is like an invitation. It's basically all... it's exercises to show me more about myself and how that relates to my past.
The reason I asked is over the past month, we've had two different topics on this show about the number of people mm-hmm. that you have in different, that not you, but people mm-hmm. having different friend categories. And like one of them said, the average person has, you know, three best friends. And I would assume that would be the top of your pyramid, mm-hmm. you know, or like maybe the second level. Mm-hmm. But then the other survey said you should have 15 people in that category.
Yeah.
I was wondering if she had any insight as to which one of those is more correct or is it different per person?
I think she would probably say it's different per person and there is no should, but it's more about being honest with yourself about how many super intimate relationships you have and also what it means for you, because what is important to you in the closest relationship with anyone in your life is different than what is for me, for my closest relationship in my life. And it depends on your life experience, what you've been through. You know, she was telling me that there are some people that have no one in that top tier category, even their spouses, because they don't allow themselves to really, you know.
Am I in your top tier category?
Actually, you are.
Okay, good.
You're the only one, I think.
Well, Ellie.
Well, Ellie, she said children, like your own children, like don't count.
Whatever.
So anyways, that was my
life. What about Sadie? Coaching. Can Sadie be up there with me?
No, Sadie's not a human. You're all alone.
Just me?
Yeah. Just you.
Oh. I think if I was making a pyramid of friends, you would be.
It's not a pyramid of friends.
If you were ranking, if I was ranking my friends the way you're supposed to rank yours.
It's not ranking.
I'm just kidding. But I think if I was to do that exercise, I think you would be the only one in the top.
Well, it's weird because we defined the category before we talked about what it was for. So I didn't even realize some of the things that I considered important in relationships with people that I love and that I'm close to. And what I kind of learned through the exercise is just because I love people, it doesn't mean that I have the same level of emotional trust that like I have with you, you know, it's different. So it was really interesting to see like, oh, wow. Okay. This is weird.
Is number one for you, trust or loyalty, something in there? Like they would get somebody to move down a category? Because from the outside looking in, from me looking at you and the way you manage your relationships, you will extend kindness to anyone, even mm-hmm. if they're not extending kindness back to you, until they do something to betray either your trust or my trust or the trust of a mm-hmm. mutual friend, until they do something shady, and then you're like, I can't invest my time in that.
One of the top ones for me was like honesty and trust, but not like 100% honesty, but just, you know, like, you know, we have an honest relationship. I don't expect you to tell me everything, but I expect you to be honest and open with me. One of them was protects me in situations. That was big on me. And one of them that I hadn't even thought of until I was talking it out with her was the same or similar vibrational energy. And it's that would not have been in my list 6 or 7 years ago. But it's interesting because me opening up to others on in a really intimate level is also being honest about where I'm at with my energy. And if someone's like, oh yeah, that's cool, then that's as far as that relationship goes. Not in a mean way, but just, oh, this isn't something that we talk about.
But if they say, I've been there before, or oh my gosh, I'm there right now, or oh my gosh, I hope to get there, then that's a level of trust in relationship.
Yeah, and not even like been there, but more like, you know, just like the energy thing. If I have a friend that is going to say, you know what, I'm feeling like the energy is off in that relationship, or I'm feeling like understands what you, the energy work that you and I do.
Yeah.
As it relates to the universe and ourselves and all of that. So that was, you know, eye-opening to me.
I think you should reconsider putting the dogs in there if protection is important. I don't know if you would get more than a couple barks out of Sadie because her vibration is definitely lazy, but I think Lily would protect you. Right, Lils?
She's like, what? I was napping.
She's like, why are you waking me up? Can I ask you, keep the spotlight on you for a second and ask you another emotional? So this morning, I am taking Ellie to her 6-month doctor appointment solo.
Yeah.
Callie's going to be at work. I want to know how you feel about that.
I'm so upset.
You are?
I'm upset because I am having a really hard time adjusting to going back to work. And I was telling a couple of my coworkers this yesterday, I am totally surprised at how hard it's been. And it's not the physically leaving Ellie part. It's just kind of like nothing is as cool as being with the two of you. So, you know, I mean, eventually she's going to go to school and all of that. So I'm going to have to do this eventually. But right now I just feel like almost like I should be home or something, even though I'm really not gone for that long when she's awake. And you're taking her to her doctor's appointment because I couldn't get another one in a time that I was around or she wasn't napping. And I feel guilty, but I feel even more guilty that I'm missing it because I'm at work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it just does not feel good. And I'm really sad. And I always look forward to these appointments because we get to see the doctor and ask all the questions and then get like a vibe from her. And it's exciting for me. And I like being a part of it. So, I mean, would you be bummed if I went without you?
I don't think so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But here's why. I think what would bum me out or cause me anxiety is if we were doing this 30 years ago and there weren't like cell phones. So I couldn't text you because I know you're going to send me in with a list of questions that Callie keeps a like running thing on her notepad. So randomly we'll be like, are we supposed to put sunscreen on top of her head yet or whatever? I don't know. That was a dumb one, but it'll be something about raising a baby and we put it on the pediatrician list. Mm-hmm. So I think I would be bummed if that communication didn't exist until I saw you afterwards. But the fact that you're going to be there in real time.
I am, but
I know.
But like she'll be getting shots and she'll cry and I won't be there to hold her. You know, it's a crappy
thing. Well, I got a mask of your face so that when she gets the shots, she'll think of you. Mm. And then when she starts to feel better, I'll pull the mask off and be like, look, daddy's back. Happy time. Well, I'm sorry. You could have, you know, you could have taken the day off. Like you have the most understanding coworkers.
I know.
On planet Earth.
But that's the other thing about like the guilt is I would feel guilty taking off work to go to a 30-minute doctor's appointment. You know what I mean? And like leaving my coworkers high and dry. So it's guilt either way, you know? And I'm not going to be at every single thing she ever does ever. So I think it's, you know, a lesson for me of, you know, being okay with her being without me, but
I'm just bouncing ideas off here so you can tell me not to do it. But is it possible for you to go into work and then leave at, I forget what time her appointment is, but like leave at 8 a.m., be there for her appointment, and then go back to work to button up your work for the day?
I just don't know. I don't know.
I know your coworkers would be supportive of that.
I know. I just don't know if I feel comfortable doing that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You should consider it.
I know. I just don't. I don't know.
Sorry it's causing you anxiety.
It's not. It's actually not causing me anxiety. Or it sadness. Just makes me sad. Yeah.
Sorry it's causing you sadness.
My dad, we had a family dinner on Sunday that Jeff did not get to be a part of because he was really sick this weekend. And my dad says in this, because my dad has been going by grandpa as far as Ellie's concerned. Ellie is his first grandchild. And then he says something about like Poppy. And I'm like, what's Poppy? And he's like, well, I've been thinking about different names because I don't feel like a grandpa. Like, I feel like grandpa is like my dad, my grandpa. Like, I don't feel old. I feel young and I don't like that name. And so, of course, I said, well, it can be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
It's, you know, for all I care, Ellie can call him Greg. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you're comfortable with. And he's like, well, I was like, so are we sold on Poppy? Are we changing it to Poppy? And he's like, no, I'm still going to think about it. So if you have any really good suggestions for my dad, his name is Greg. My mom, her name is Kay, and she goes by KK. And my dad does not want to be called Grandpa. He doesn't feel like it's a good fit for him. He's just not feeling it. He's been sitting on it for 6 months and he's like, you know what? Doesn't feel like me.
To me, it's funny that this is even a discussion because my grandparents were grandma and grandpa and my grandmother was Grammy. I never knew my dad's dad because he passed away before I was born, but my grandmother was Grammy. I never knew it was an option to have different names.
I didn't either because I think I was the third grandchild of my mom's parents. And it was just already like I had a cousin that was like 6 years older than me. And that's just they called him Nanny and Papa. And that was what it was. And then Grandma and Grandpa were my dad's parents. And I just didn't know anything else. And Ellie won't know. Ellie will be like, oh, we used to call him Grandpa. Weird.
Yeah.
Anyways, if you have good name suggestions that will make my dad not feel, you know, I don't know. He needs something. He wants something that fits him a little better. 800-434-5454. We will take your suggestions and I'm sure that he will be delighted.
I think we start referring to him as Lionel Richie. So we just get pictures of him all over the house and we're like, look, there's KK and Lionel Richie. Like if we're going to stir it up, let's go big.
Yeah.
You know, in that way, because how funny would it be when she's like, 5 years old and they get to go do something together. They get to go to the zoo or something. And she'll actually say, Lionel Richie, I want to go see the elephants.
She's going to be at her 40th birthday and be like, my grandpa's name isn't Lionel Richie. Right. Like you didn't know that your rabbit,
the rabbit
was not at an animal sanctuary in the woods. Yeah, it'll be like that. And she'll be like, oh my gosh, my entire life has been a lie.
If you go to warbyparker.com/upside, you'll take a quiz about the style of glasses that you like and what will look best on your face. Then you'll get a home try-on kit delivered right to your door. So you can try on 5 pairs of glasses. These can be the glasses that they recommended to you, or they could be glasses that you picked out, and you'll try on all 5 pairs. Now, of course, you'll take a bunch of pictures. You'll send them to all of your friends. Maybe you'll post them on Instagram and do a poll. And you will get a lot of feedback on what glasses look best on your face. Of course, they're all going to be high quality glasses. They're going to be Warby Parker frames. So you know they're going to be stylish, whichever particular one you choose. And you're going to get to crowdsource your decision, which takes so much pressure off. Glasses start at just $95, and that includes the prescription lenses. They've also got sunglasses. They've got contact lenses. They've got blue light lenses. They got progressives. You need to head over to warbyparker.com/upside today. Order 5 pairs of glasses to try on at home for free for 5 days with no obligation to buy. Ships free and includes a prepaid return shipping label. Couldn't be easier. Try 5 pairs of glasses at home for free at warbyparker.com/upside.
All right, I have a question for you. Think about the underwear that you're wearing right now. Does it feel like you are sitting on a cloud? If no, you are missing out because that's how it feels when you wear MeUndies underwear. Now, I am at my highest comfort level when I go to bed at night. I have to be perfectly comfortable and it is my perfect little haven of rest. Guess what I'm wearing? MeUndies. MeUndies believes that comfort is about more than what's touching your skin. It's about feeling comfortable in your skin. That's why MeUndies not only uses sustainable, breathable, soft as heck fabric, but they also give you endless styles to choose from. It is total comfort inside and out. Now, if you're like me, you are sticking with the basics, the blacks, etc. Classic colors, but they have ridiculous prints, so you can fully express yourself if that is your jam. MeUndies are available in a range of sizes from extra small to 4XL. Never leave your couch again with a MeUndies membership, a monthly subscription that sends new pairs right to your door. Each month, you'll choose new undies, socks, or a bralette and pick the style and color or print that feels the most you. Fun, right? Plus, enjoy discounted pricing, free shipping, and exclusive early access to new launches. Love your butt? Get the membership. MeUndies has a great offer for Upside listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. MeUndies also has their problem-free philosophy, so if you're not satisfied with any product for any reason, they'll refund or exchange it. No caveats, no questions. To get 15% off your first order and free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/upside. That's MeUndies.com/upside.
When is the last time you really sat down and thought about your happiness? Are you as happy as you can possibly be right now? If the answer is no, what's interfering with your happiness? And be really honest with yourself. If you can't put your finger on it, if it's a little bit of a challenge to figure out exactly what is interfering with your happiness, you might need some professional help. And that's where the team at BetterHelp comes in. You can start communicating with a licensed professional therapist in a safe and private online environment. It's so convenient. It's so easy. In under 24 hours. This is not self-help. This is professional counseling. You're going to get timely and thoughtful responses to your counselor when you reach out to them during the week, and you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions with them. It's just like in-person therapy, but you can do it from the comfort and convenience of your own home. You to start living a happier life today, because you're an Upside listener, you're going to get 10% off your first month by going to betterhelp.com/upside. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/upside. Head over there today.
Today's quote of the day is, "The one who falls and gets up is so much stronger than the one who never fell."
Here are my three random things brought to you by Brown and Company Jewelers. Today is Tuesday. Mother's Day is Sunday. So get on it if you got to get something for mom. Here's something that every single woman listening to this knows. I, as a guy, am aware of it, but I bet there are some guys who are completely clueless. This is from the scientific journal, the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. When men we're speaking to other men, so two men having a conversation, the number of interruptions on each side of the conversation is 7. So if I'm talking to another dude, if I'm talking to Lionel Richie, Lionel and I, during that conversation of X number of minutes, would interrupt each other 7 times. When a man is talking to a woman, the guy interrupts the woman 46 times.
Oh, wow.
That's like almost 7 times as much.
That's crazy. I don't think you interrupt me.
I try not to. There's sometimes I do.
I think I probably interrupt you, case in point. Did it just now more than you interrupt me.
But you didn't. Like, that's, for me, it's hard to tell in finger quote broadcast conversation, because
our job is to banter back and forth.
Yeah. And I think we're both really good at, like, if I have something to say, like, I'll take a breath in, or I'll just say the word but, you know, like insert it in the middle there, yeah, or something. And then you're like, oh, he's got something to add. But I'm super paranoid about it ever since I saw a video on mansplaining.
Oh, yeah. I don't think you, I mean.
I 100% do it. And I hate it about
myself. You mansplain, but I don't think that you interrupt.
Do you know what mansplaining is?
I do.
It's like when a guy tries to explain something that everybody else already knows, but he explains it to the room like he's the only one to have this information. Do you understand?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I understand. So, I will kick you from all the way over here.
All right. My second random thing.
Why did you watch something about mansplaining?
It was like a YouTube thing years ago. Like
just came up in your thing and you're like, yeah, wow.
And I just watched it and it just made me aware of how easy and comfortable it is for men to talk over women.
Yeah.
And I just became aware of it and I try to be really conscious about it.
It is extra super annoying, by the way, in the workplace.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And maybe it's magnified there because, I don't know. It just seems to be magnified when you're at work and there's a guy talking over you.
I used to.
So glaring.
Yeah. I remember more than one time at work being in a room, because I always worked with stations where the target audience was female.
Yeah.
This is what was so bizarre. The target audience was women, like 25 to 44 years old. Like, that's your demographic. Cool. For whatever reason, every programmer, every consultant, every executive was a man over 50, a white man over 50, every time. And I remember being in meetings, because the majority of my coworkers were female. And they would say something, like they would say an idea. And they'd go, how about we do A, B, and C, and instead of doing D, we pivot and we do 4. And it doesn't really register on anybody's radar. And then 5 minutes later or 10 minutes later, I'll say, what if we stick with the A, B, and C thing, but we end with 4? And people would say, that's brilliant. Good idea. That's what we're going to do. And luckily, and I didn't do that on purpose.
Yeah.
Like whether I subconsciously took in their idea, like I wasn't trying to give a voice to their idea that didn't get heard. Like I came up with it on my own after theirs got dismissed, and they would immediately say, we just thought of that. I just said that, or she just said that. And I would immediately apologize and try to defer to them. And the guys in the room would only want my feedback on
it. So annoying.
I'm like, so frustrated.
It's a thing. Yeah.
Okay. So number two, my three random things. In the 1950s, this is a funny follow-up to
mansplaining.
Men interrupting women, especially at the workplace. In the 1950s, one of the competitions Miss America hopefuls had was ironing.
Oh my gosh. So could you imagine the headlines if somebody tried to introduce that now?
What do you think it was like? Do you think there was like a stage? Because, you know, you do different competitions at different levels. It's like the top 15 finalists, and there's a stage with like 15 ironing boards set up and 15 shirts that need to be pressed, and they all do it.
Oh, my gosh. Like
spray on, start.
I will say on the record, for the record, whatever, that Jeff Dollar knows how to iron. I do not.
Yeah.
Jeff knows how to get the stains out of everything, and he knows how to iron, and I have ironed several times, but I don't get it. And we have a steamer. And to me, I'm like, why would anyone iron anything if there are two things that exist? A dry cleaning and a steamer. It's really all you need in life.
Yeah.
We could throw away the iron for all I care.
I could win Miss America 1950.
You could win Miss America 1950.
I mean, I got to get into shape. Like, you don't want to see me in a bathing suit right now.
In a bikini.
Yeah. Think they made them iron in a bikini? Because that seems dangerous.
Mm.
Weird tummy burn?
No, because it was the 50s, and I don't think women were supposed to be that risque.
I was at work years ago, and an intern came in, and she was late. She was so apologetic, and she knew that we had a no late policy. So she picked me, the intern coordinator, and like one other person. And she's like, can I talk to you guys? I need you to get my back. We're like, sure, what? And she takes us into a production studio, lifts up her shirt, and on her belly is an iron-shaped burn.
No.
Because she was so freaked out about being late, she tried to iron her shirt while she was wearing it.
Okay, I've actually done that on my leg.
You have?
Yeah, I tried to iron a Halloween costume, just like one little last press before I left the house.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not a good idea.
She was so embarrassed. I'm convinced that's one, like, my one chance to go viral. It's like, please, like, you could see the little steam holes.
Oh, that sounds like so painful.
It was so bad. I'm like, please let me take a picture of that. I'll get your back. I won't let anybody yell at you, but can I please post that on my Instagram? And she's like, nope. All right. And then my third random thing is there is a good chance you're paying too much for the internet that you have in your home. Unless you're a hardcore online gamer or like a video producer, a lot of your internet speed could be a waste of money. Internet speeds of 12 to 25 Mbps, I think that's megabits per second, for most families are fine, even people who stream games or videos. If you have a bunch of gamers in your house, you might want to upgrade that, but your savings could be in the hundreds of dollars per year. Those are my three random things.
Was that four random things?
Nope, it was three.
Oh.
It was
three, but a bunch of tangents.
Yeah, it was iron. It was ironing was a competition in Miss America, but then my intern ironed her belly. Then it was, oh my God, I've forgotten. It's been 1 minute.
That's okay. We can move on. I was just making sure it wasn't four.
Oh, the other one was men interrupt women.
Oh, yeah.
And then all the workplace tangents. And then the last one that I just did, you're paying too much for internet. 1, 2, 3.
Got it. Okay. Have you heard of Crumbl Cookies? It is spelled C-R-U-M-B-L. And I just have to say, Jeff Dollar, the cookie connoisseur, true or false, best cookies ever.
They're pretty good. They're really solid. But what's most surprising about a box of cookies in this house is that if somebody is going to snack on cookies, it's yours truly. But Callie got some Crumbl cookies over the weekend. And I woke up the day after they arrived, because they're delivery service, right?
They can be. They have brick and mortar stores too.
Okay. So you brought some home or had some delivered or whatever. The next day I opened up the box and there was like two bites of every one left.
Yeah. I mean, it's a problem, which is why I don't order and keep sweets in this house, because I just can't handle it.
And that's so unusual for Callie Dollar, because
it's not unusual for me to not be able to handle my sweets. It's unusual for me to order them and have them in our home.
And like them so much.
Yeah, and like them so much.
That they would be gone in one day.
They're so delicious. And if you don't follow them on Instagram, I'm really sorry. Anyways, it's C-R-U-M-B-L on Instagram, I think. Oh, so good. Look them up. And they do these really amazing like food porn videos of the flavors they're announcing, because they change the flavors every week. Oh, so good. Anyways, one of my girlfriends posted about them and I was like, I got to order them. Then I was thinking, I started having all of these like fantasies of like, you know what? I think they should open a franchise down the street from my house. And then I was like thinking about all the locations. And then I realized, I'm like, this is not the first time that I've done that with some sort of franchise. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I should do that. That would be so genius and so awesome. And then I never do. But I don't know if you've ever had like a little mini daydream about that.
Yeah. And I went ahead and invested in it.
Oh, this is awkward.
Womp, womp.
It did not go well.
It did not go well. I just found it interesting that you were so impassioned about the Crumbl cookies that you said the next day, I'm like, did you eat all the cookies? And you're like, I did. And if we had the money, I would invest in to get one closer to us.
I mean, not to get one closer to us, because I think it's a great investment. I mean, where we live, are you kidding me? There's so many people that live like right around us. There's a ton of apartment complexes and communities and stuff like that. And if we just smacked a Crumbl cookie place down, you know, around here somewhere, I think it would be like lines out the door waiting for my cookies.
And how cute cookies would Ellie look in a tiny little apron with a tiny little spatula and a tiny little chef's hat and all the promos.
So cute.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Today's episode was brought to you by Dinner Affair, the official meal kit for families. Visit dinneraffair.com/upside for your exclusive discount. Most people learn about the upside from their friends. Please tell everyone you know about this podcast so the amazing upside community can continue to grow.
Tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo, and so I have put my guacamole recipe in the pick-me-up newsletter that you'll get in your email if you're subscribed. If you haven't subscribed, just text the word subscribe to 800-434-5454 or go to callieandjeff.com and give us your email address. We would love to give you that guacamole recipe in time for tomorrow. It goes out today. It'll be in your inbox about 2 o'clock this afternoon.
And don't forget, right after I finish, stop. Right after I finish, when I'm done talking, when this show is over, stick around because we are playing teacher appreciation voicemails and they are so awesome. So here you go.
Hey, Challenger, it's Kate from the United States. I was just calling to shout out to all my favorite teachers from Clear Creek and Cloverly. From Clear Creek, Miss Pearson, Miss Morrow, and my mom, and my other teacher, Miss L. Hughes, and from Cloverly that I know, Miss Sorrells, Miss Payne, and Miss Sharpton, and all the other teachers there. I love you. Bye.
Hi, Jeff and Callie. My name's Amy Lemons, and I am principal at New Prospect Elementary. And I just wanted to say that I have the absolute best teachers ever. They're absolutely amazing, and they got through this year with a smile on their face. They are so positive, and I am just one absolutely lucky principal because of the teachers at my school. So shout out to New Prospect Elementary School teachers. Happy teacher appreciation. I hope everyone has a great week.
I just want to call and say I am married to an awesome school teacher. Her name is Nikki Adams, and she works about 9 hours a day, comes home, and spends 2 to 3 hours in the evening cutting out extra things for her kids, laminating things for her kids and doing her lessons plans, and spends about 30% of her paycheck, turns around and puts it back into the kids. So anyway, Nikki Adams, I am married to an awesome, awesome school teacher.
Hi, this is Andrea from Indianapolis, Indiana. I had a teacher in high school. His name was Mr. Stacy. He was our biology teacher, but I was lucky enough to also have him as my driving instructor when they offered that in schools. And he solidified the fact that I wanted to become a teacher and I wanted to help my students the same way that he helped me. Thanks for everything that you do and have a wonderful day. Bye.
Buying bras used to be something that I hated so much because the experience was so unpleasant and uncomfortable. And I didn't like going into a store. I didn't like spending so much time there because it took forever to find a fit that turns out wasn't even a good fit. And I didn't know that until I took the fitting room quiz with Third Love. Now, Third Love not only makes the best fitting bras, they make the most comfortable bras. And here's what they do. You go to thirdlove.com/upside and take their fitting room quiz. So they're going to ask you a lot of questions about your current bra that maybe you wouldn't have even thought of before or thought was relevant. They're going to recommend a Third Love size that is a perfect fitting bra for you. And let me tell you, I don't know what kind of like magic they're putting into these bras, but the research they must have done is incredible because the fit is unlike any bra I have ever worn in my life. And that's why I will be a Third Love customer for life. Third Love knows your one true fit is out there. So right now they're offering Upside listeners 20% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/upside now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 20% off your first purchase. I'm going to recommend the classic t-shirt bra, okay? I didn't say that before, and it is my favorite. It is the best bra ever. Go to thirdlove.com/upside for 20% off today.
I may have gone a little crazy last time I was at thrivemarket.com. See, we use Thrive Market to keep our pantry stocked and also for some vitamins and for some supplements and stuff. So I just pop on there every now and again when we run low on something like the spray on avocado oil that we cook with, right? And for whatever reason, I saw the baby food and I saw the baby food snacks and I clicked on those. And I have to tell you right now, Ellie has a buffet of snack selections from Thrive Market and our pantry that would make her the envy of every baby in the neighborhood. And I am not just going to blindly give her stuff. I'm going to taste it. I want to make sure it's good. And they've got these banana rusk things. They're like crackers that a baby who doesn't have teeth can chew on them and they dissolve pretty quickly. They taste like the most delicious banana chips I've ever had. You can stock your pantry up for your baby at thrivemarket.com. And while you're there, you can also get grown-up things like avocado oil or vitamins or even cleaning products that'll be a little bit healthier for your body and for the environment that you live in. They've got the best selection of high-quality, healthy, and sustainable products online. It's good for you, it's good for the planet, and it's all available at thrivemarket.com/upside. Orders of $49 or more are shipped for free. Join Thrive Market today. You'll get $20 off your first order and an exclusive free gift. The only way to get this offer is by going to thrivemarket.com/upside. That's thrivemarket.com/upside to get the exclusive offer. $20 off your first order and a free gift. You're not going to get this anywhere else. Go to thrivemarket.com/upside today.
Hi, this is a teacher appreciation call. I'm calling about my colleague, Miss Ginn. She and I both work at the same school, and we are both upsiders, so that's fun. She is our music teacher, and she also does the chorus and does a musical every year, and somehow she's figured out how to do one even during COVID. And she's just very positive and has to work after school and before school for the chorus and the musical, and always gets a cute production together for the kindergartners as well. Teaches the kids guitar and ukulele. So she's just a great teacher. And I want to shout out Miss Ginn at Shiloh Elementary School. Happy Teacher Appreciation Week.
Hey, Kelly and Jeff, it's Hannah. I was actually just calling in for Teacher Appreciation Day. My husband is a teacher, and he teaches some of the difficult children in our area, and he's just awesome, and he works really hard at his job and to get through to these kids. And he comes home and is an amazing dad and a wonderful husband and helps me with the house, and I am so thankful for him. So, Matt, I love you, and thank you for being an amazing teacher and a wonderful dad and husband. Bye-bye.
I am a preschool teacher, and I work with the most best preschool teachers ever around. We are a family here, and we teach the most awesome kids here. And I just wanted to shout out to all of my fellow teachers who are the best preschool teachers around. So, yay to all the learning experience teachers here in Jacksonville, Florida. Mandarin. I love you all. Thanks. Bye.
Hey there. I just want to give a shout out to all the amazing teachers at Otwell Middle School. I'm an 8th grade teacher there, and I work with the best colleagues, and they all deserve a special shout out this week for teacher appreciation. So way to go. Give all your teachers in your life a high five and maybe a gift card. They would appreciate it. Okay, bye.
Hi, my name is Lauren Edgar. I wanted to tell a story about one of the best teachers I know. When my daughter was in kindergarten, about halfway through the year, she was prescribed glasses, and she was really embarrassed about wearing her glasses. She did not want to wear them to school. So I talked to her teacher about that, and her teacher suggested throwing a glasses are great party. So I went to the dollar store, and I got a bunch of glasses. We took the lenses out, and every other student got to wear glasses. And the whole reason for the party was that my daughter was getting glasses. And so the whole class got to celebrate. Everyone was so excited. My daughter was so honored that a party was thrown for her. And she then wore her glasses every day without worrying about them because of the glasses are great party. And when I think about that to this day, it makes me want to cry. She was such a great kindergarten teacher, and we're so lucky that my daughter had her. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, my name is Ashley Pepitone, and I just want to give a big shout out to my husband, Joe, who is an amazing teacher. He teaches physics at Norcross High School in Norcross, Georgia. And my brilliant daughters reminded me yesterday that we should be celebrating him as well as their teachers because he is a teacher. And Joe, you're an incredible teacher. We're so proud of you. We love you so much.
Hi, Jeff and Callie. It's Leslie. I had three tremendous teachers in junior high in Southern California. Who knows? They might be listening. One of them was Ms. Julie Blanchard, home ec teacher. I ended up meeting a guy who went to a different high school. Ms. Blanchard was his home ec teacher in high school. And we found out we had her in common. And we went over one day after school was over for her. And walked up and she's like, wow, the jock and the brain, I never would have put you two together. We are still in contact on Facebook and she was one of the best teachers. Anyway, thanks. Bye.
Hi, Kelly and Jeff. I just wanted to give a shout out to my best friend, Mary. She has done an awesome, awesome job homeschooling her two kids, Gabe and Ellie, through the last school year. It's been really difficult for her, I know, but she is just doing an amazing job. So I wanted to let her know that. Thanks.
Hey, Kelly, Jeff, it's Stephanie and Maggie. We listen to The Upside every day on the way to school, and we just wanted to say that we love Miss LaCastella and Miss Carrie from Legacy Christian School.
I'm calling in regards to Teacher Appreciation Week this week. My husband is a teacher, and I just wanted to have a few kind words about him because not only is he a teacher, but he teaches special needs students with aggressive behaviors, and I am just amazed at how much he cares and wants the best for these students. Many of these students don't come from the best of homes, and he works so hard to make sure that these kids can reach their full potential, and these are middle school age, so middle school is already tough, and I just had to brag on him. He is a phenomenal teacher. And I feel like he is going to make a difference in these kids' lives, and he doesn't even realize it yet. Thanks for doing this, because the teachers really appreciate it, especially with everything that they have faced with the virtual learning and the hybrid learning. So this is just an added bonus for them, especially during this great week. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Callie and Jeff, calling about Teacher Appreciation Day. I so appreciate my son Donovan's teacher this year, Mrs. Pacheco. All the teachers really this year have been amazing. To have to switch between in-person and remote, earlier this year at the drop of a dime, like barely any notice saying, okay, tomorrow we're fully remote. You know, it's been really tough and she's been absolutely amazing. So I so appreciate her and really all the teachers in the district, all the teachers. Everywhere. Have a great day. Bye.
Life is short. We spend so much time sweating the small stuff, worrying, wishing, wanting, waiting for something bigger, instead of focusing on the simple blessings that surround us every day. Life is so fragile, and it takes a single moment to change everything you take for granted. Focus on what's important. And be grateful.